Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In moments, we're going to hear from Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. But DQ, what's the top topic?
Jaden?
Probably. Here he is, Commanders head coach Dan Quinn.
You know, the next day or so, just being thorough through the whole process, like all the guys, make sure all the opinions, and then gather all the info, and then make the decisions from there.
And then we've talked a lot about the physical toll of the injuries and just like guys who are missing. What's the mental toll on this many injuries on a team when you see, I know it's next man up, but there's, what's the mental toll like?
Yeah, it's a great question, John. It is, because there's continuity issues that take place first off when you have an injury of people, you know, not in sync all the time together. But the mental toll, it's definitely a big one. It's also for the guys that are out, you know, some that are out that'll come back, some that are out for the season. And the ones that I worry about are the ones out for the season. As far as the mental toll collectively, team, like everybody goes through it, you know, and some stuff, not injuries, but I'm saying hard things, and you find your way and you adapt. But it's better to acknowledge it, talk about it, and find the best plan moving forward. And if you have, you know, the right mindset to go solve the problems, you know, then, okay, this is what we need to go do, and this is how we need to go do it. I think just being straight about it, John, is the best approach to eliminate any doubt. This is how we're going to go win, and each game is winnable, and you have to say this is how we're going to go do it for this game. And that may look different week to week, but for us, that's where the focus goes, and I try to explain that in the beginning of the week, and then you try to make that come to life through the game plan and the practice. And so having a whole week to go do that against a talented Detroit team, like, we'll need all the whole week and the practice to do that.
Dan, what is the film showing you about Mikey this season?
Yeah, I would say there's been up and down moments, meaning the playmaker, the interceptions I saw at LA and, you know, the last couple of weeks. So the ball hawking mindset, which I love. There's also been a couple of plays of over trying, you know, to make those plays. And that's kind of part of the process. You don't like to go through that, but when you're capable of making plays, well, I'll make some more and I'll make a few more. And then all of a sudden, that's not the one that you need to take a chance on. In the basketball world, I'm not going to force this shot. You know, that's what sometimes happens to a ball player who has the skills to go do that. And I think there's been some examples of that this year. And I'm not surprised, because he's a competitor and wants to help and make plays. And so my part of my training with the guys and talking to them, I want them to feel backs against the wall and fight for that. But I don't want them to over-try to make things up to go try to win. Like, the attitude, the mindset, that's good, but not at the expense of veering off course to do something that could have other consequences. And he has to learn that, I would say, but he's not alone in that. That's, you know, everybody, when you're fight like hell, you want to make a play for the team, you want to change the course of things, and so it's actually when you need to be the most disciplined. And those are good, hard lessons, but ones that I'm certain that he's learned too.
What does he have to lean into as a second-year player who has this, it's a natural kind of progression. There's tape on you now. There's ways to attack you now. And what does he have to lean into to kind of get through those rough patches when it doesn't go the way he would like it to go?
Yeah, I think you have to lean into the discipline and the technique, because when you play with that and you have that and you can lean on that, man, then you're good, David, because now I know I can play the technique and play it when you're maybe I'm off, I'm back, I want to take a shot, then you're not out of the technique. So I think there's like a real discipline that has to take place. And as you're going through, sometimes I feel like he's older than going into the second year, but some of those players that have more years, okay, that's not the time. That's not the place to go take your shot. He's still learning that. And I know that he'll learn from this. A sharp, sharp guy, but we can't have ones where you can and where you can't. So the discipline, I would say, is the biggest factor for a ball player who's a playmaker, because they know they can make the next one and make the next one. And so imagine that's much the same conversation, which the right shot when you've covered that. So it's for the guys that aren't capable of making some of those, they are probably more disciplined in sometimes, because I can't make that play all the way over there, where sometimes a player thinks they can.
Two-part playing off that. Is it expected then that you're seeing it in year two more so than year one with him, and then just with him and Quan together, just the two together, how do you feel like they're developing after a really strong first year together?
Yeah, that's a great question. And they're both going through it too, you know, like they want it to be right and good. Like, these are two really committed guys. And so, you know, going for Quan, like whether it's a tackling, you know, that didn't go the way that you want, like, and he's somebody that I have all the faith in to get those done. But when you miss him, you want to talk about him, acknowledge him, and say, this is what needs to be done to go make this play, get this technique done. And sometimes over trying can be that way. I want to do this, and I thought he was going to do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And like, no, man, just trust the technique. And so I've sensed with both of them some of that, and they're two guys that I just believe in so much, and to stay in the discipline of it, and like, those plays will generally be made.
And then going back to the injuries, what is your approach with Adam when you guys are digging deep into the well of players that you need to find just to have depth and reserve there? What does it change from what it did normally at the start of the season? I mean, how do you work this out with him?
Yeah, we talk through the team, you know, every day, so that's the good part, to dig in. And he and his staff and Lance and on the guys from the pro side, they've really done a good job. It's the hardest, I would say, Nikki, when there's multiples at a position. So for us, that would be like wide receiver and DNs, because then there's layers down to it. When it's elevate from the practice squad, they've been in the system, been in training camp, that makes it a little bit easier, because system, training, you know, like, that person's getting themselves ready for their opportunity, and you pray and you hope that that doesn't come from the injury side. You hope a player on the practice squad says, man, we got to get his ass in the game. He is working it at practice. He's improving. He's getting there. The other side is, if a contingency happens, if an injury took place, he's ready to play. So I'd say it's harder when you add those players in season, because then there's less bank reps, less continuity together. Not to say it can't be done. Of course it can. But that's part of the hardest part, I would say, when there's layers at a position. One, okay, that's a shift. And then, but those two positions, I would say it's harder because there's, and there's more players at that position. So you could say, well, it'd be, there's more to go, but still at three or four, you know, it's a big number at a position, even at receiver and the end or O-line where you play more players than running back or quarterback.
Hey, Coach, with Frankie Louvu potentially suspended on Sunday, it seems like Jordan McGee is going to get more run. What have you seen from Jordan this season as far as that, like, second-year leap?
Yeah, we are very excited about Jordan. We've got some good news on Frankie that he is not going to be suspended, so that's a big deal. But what you've seen from Jordan, there was just like a fantastic tackle for loss in the game the other night. He's a very square and secure tackler. You may have even heard me talk about good linebackers who can play square. And the reason you want to do that, so if a ball's going outside and you overrun it, your shoulders are turned, you can allow a cutback lane. And so the best of the best, man, they can play square but have the quickness and the range to go from side to side without having to turn and run. Jordan has that. And so I'm excited to see him develop, and you know, he's going to continue to develop and make more plays.
Over here?
Yep.
You told us on Monday that you're going to bring Joe Witt down to the field. Who yep. goes, anybody move up to the booth? And ultimately, that move, what do you expect will change or happen with him on that field?
Yep, two parts. First, no one else is moving up from that spot to go. Tom Donatell is on the pass side, is up, you know, in that space. So we're covered in that way. What do you expect when, or what's the advantages probably that you want to ask, you know, like when you're up and you're down? Obviously you can see Chick so much, you know, clearer from up top. You can see the substitutions. What you don't feel, players and the fast communication that you sometimes need to get to. So when you're not hitting a mark in a certain space, it's the right call. If it's also happened the other way, when you're on the field and, you know, okay, he needs to get out of the emotion of it and just see the play calling. So it's the right call for us at this time. So the players can look directly at Joe. Joe can look directly at them in between a series, you know, to go into that spot. So no one is going to go up, but Joe will come down, and kind of wanted to give you know, the pluses and minuses of those. Both are effective. It just, you know, by play caller and what we need at the moment, you make changes and say, all right, this is what's best for us now. And it's not that uncommon where, you know, people have done it in season, out of season, one season to the next. So I think it's the right change up for us right now.
Dan, the trade deadline came and went yesterday, and I know this is more kind of AP's department, but can you fill us in at all on why the team stood pat, and if possible, how close were you to making any sort of moves?
Well, first, you're right. The you know, Adam and his staff, like, they're really thorough. Man, like, they go through it, and that's part of, you know, the process that you go through all these different times a year, when's trades, when's draft time, you know, free agency. And one of the things I admire about him is the thoroughness and making, like, really good, tough decisions, you know. And so when you go through a whole process, you know, lots of factors would go into things to say, is it the right deal? Is it the right fit? Both sides. And so when it comes together, you know, he knows exactly how he wants to handle it and where to go. So he was in great communication with me. If, you know, like this time of year, everybody calls and talks, but, you know, he's really thorough in making sure to make the best decisions.
Dan, with the injury to Jaden and also all the receiver injuries, it kind of leads to a natural progression of running the ball more. When a defense is aware that you might be doing that more and stacking the box, things of that nature, what goes into still remaining effective, you know, in the run game during those moments?
Yeah, what I think you're saying is, like, you know, shots, you know, at bat. And so sometimes the play pass that can come off the run game can be where you have to, you know, make your mark to go. So there can be some times where a 1 yard run or a 2 yard run, that's what, like, the stats would show, but the byproduct of that is this linebacker or the safety going downhill, can you get a play pass in behind them? And so I think that's the balance of playing first and second down football. And we need to be more effective at both. The more effective you run, play action should be, you know, a little bit more effective. But you have to take the shots at the run game to do that. And that's one of the areas that, you know, like, is really important to us. We got good O-line, running backs to get rolling. So I wouldn't say it's, like, more important now. It's always a big part of, you know, playing good offense when you can have balance. So, you know, we look forward to improving in that area, I should say, instead of more or less.
Dan,
That's Commanders head coach Dan Quinn. A lot to take in there. Plenty for us to react to. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Going to open these phone lines up at 1 o'clock. B, I got to tell you, we've both been wearing them. I love the gear from Collars & Co. The quarter zips, the polo shirts, the dress shirts, the blazers, all of it is super dope, doesn't wrinkle, and you can wear it anywhere. You can go on a date. You can wear it to work. I wear it on TV. Whatever it is you're doing, Collars & Co. is the right gear for you. Straight off the hanger, I'm out the door. No ironing, no dry cleaner. Check them out at collarsandco.com, or better yet, check out their store at Congressional Plaza. I love wearing the gear. You will, too. Get 20% off orders over $99 with code JPFinley20. Finley spelled with an A. Collars & Co., game changer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.